This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
More Dogs coming back to Athens. We'll talk about it with our guy Connor Riley coming up at 4 o'clock as part of our Dog Report. And I think it's good, man. I think this is going to bode well for the Dogs, and there's no reason why they can't be a top four team next season. I think, Mike, a lot of people coming off the national championship are already looking at, you know, way too early rankings and all of that. And,
right.
You know, it's the usual suspects, right? I mean, Alabama's going to be in the mix, top 4, 5, 6, whatever.
Clemson, Ohio State, all the usual suspects, right? Oklahoma.
Yeah, Clemson. Georgia's got to be in there. They should be in there. And so with all these guys, if Zamir White makes a decision to come back today.
You want the odds?
Sure, give them to me.
14-1.
Good odds.
Alabama's 3-1, Clemson's 3.5-1, Ohio State's 4-1, Oklahoma 8-1, Georgia is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five. You get fifth best odds right now from DraftKings at 14-1.
I take that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Becky's birthday is coming up in February. I usually go out to Vegas, but I heard Vegas is just not worth going to these days. You know, with everything going on, you can't really party down like you would. You know. In a hazmat suit, Carl, or you're at the craps table with like the plexiglass dividers, you know. You know, it's like you sit there with the mask and, oh, the hard way. What? Hard ways work? Odds on your 8? So that doesn't seem like a lot of fun to me. But if you are, you could go online and do it digitally and then get paid in Bitcoin and make a fortune. But anyway, Georgia's 14-1. If you want to just real quick, I'll run through it. LSU 25-1. Aggies are 33-1. The Florida Gators breaking a new quarterback 40-1. Notre Dame is 40-1 right now. Auburn is 50-1, which is interesting considering they have a lot of turnover over there at Auburn.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, I don't know.
Your buddy
that.
Mac Brown is 40-1 at North Carolina.
Well, they're going to be a top 10 team next year. I mean, they're coming on. I mean, again, I don't think they're the cream of the crop of the ACC, but they're coming. And so, yeah, man, I mean, this is what we're talking about with Georgia. So
check this. I've gone to action.com. Georgia's 8-1. So
those are even better odds.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, you want the longer odds. 14-1 will pay you more. But
for more money. But I'm saying.
But odds on favorite, yeah.
Correct, yeah. They're thinking more highly of them. All right, man, more on this with Connor Riley coming up at 4 o'clock. We'd love for you guys to chime in. So many people talking about the general manager and coach situation for our Falcons. We are still in wait-and-see mode, and I think this is going to be the case probably for a while. The general manager, I'm hoping, gets hired here in the next week or so, but the coach may not get hired for another week or two, and this is kind of just where we are. That doesn't mean they don't know who they like. It doesn't mean that they are not ready to make an offer, but maybe the guy that they want, Mike, is in the playoffs, whether it's Eric Bieniemy. You know, maybe they already know that that's who they want. But they can't do anything until he gets done with the playoffs. Guys, that might not be until after the Super Bowl. So,
we had to do the same thing with Quinn because he was part of that 14 season with Seattle. Remember, we had to wait for him, as you pointed out earlier. So, yeah, I mean, I do know this. Let me ask you, all right, because you know how I feel about this. I'm not knocking, by the way, don't get this twisted, guys. I'm not knocking Brady. It's just Brady is actually, I think, 4 years younger than Matt LaFleur when we passed on him, Carl, for OC.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is there any guy you're really banging the drum for? I mean, I don't really have a strong opinion for anyone other than Bieniemy, and everyone else is down on Bieniemy, at least amongst our audience, which I don't understand. But I just, do you have a vibe for any of these guys?
I think we're going offensive coordinator, which means the three guys we're talking about, Brady, Bienemy. Robert Saleh obviously is still a guy that's out there, but he's a DC, and for all that, say again, Chris, I'm sorry.
Arthur Smith.
Thank you. Yes, the OC with the Titans. Those three are the ones that I believe. Okay, where we're going, one of those guys. But with that said, you know, the defensive side, and I still have Raheem in there, Mike, but he's not getting this job. We've talked about it. It's not about us being nice or kind. I just don't think he did enough to get the job. But I also know that they like him enough to not count him out. And if something goes a different way, and this is what we don't know in these processes, you got six or seven teams looking for head coaches.
Right.
If this thing gets shaken up in a different way, you don't want to be, again, the odd man out and not have somebody that you don't like. I'm not saying that he's going to be the last fiddle. But if I like Raheem, I still want him in the mix, and I still want to know that he wants this job. Okay, well, then I want to keep him at the table with us. And so until I've made my final decision, that's just what I'm saying. And so I still have him in this mix, but his odds on for me are a lot less than the three guys that I mentioned as OCs.
But remember, all this season when we would bring up, bring in Raheem back, I was like, no. I don't want anybody who's got any ties to Dan Quinn and the previous regime. But then when I start to look at some of these names, I'm like, nah, not the worst name, you know. But I just, if you could pair it with a new approach with the offensive mindset, you know, I mean, again, everybody we said, Carl, we talked about it. Arthur Smith, he's got Derrick Henry. Okay, he's one of the best running backs to dress out. Everybody's got either a star player, Joe Burrow, Brady is connected with. How much of that was Burrow? How much of that was Brady? You know, again, all these different things that are floating around. You, as I said to start the program, you could make the argument or shoot it full of holes for almost anybody out there, and the same goes for the GMs.
All right, man. More on this coming up, part of our Falcon Report. We'll continue to give you more information about all these guys. And that's kind of what we're at, right? We just want to know more. And, you know, a decision will be made. We'll feel a little bit better the more we know about all of these guys that potentially are going to be our new general manager and head coach. With that, Chris, let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz. Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. All right, let's talk about what's going on around the league. Gus Bradley is going to be the new DC for the Vegas Raiders. Remember what happened during the season when they blew that game against the Jets? And Gruden was PO'd, and so we knew that they were going to be looking for a new coordinator. Here's Gus Bradley talking about it.
The style that you should see is a team that plays with great effort, great enthusiasm, great toughness, and a defense that plays smart. That is our key. That's the style when people talk. Now, if you just said, hey, what is our non-negotiables? That is fast, physical, and we've got to find a way to get the ball.
Okay.
All right. I mean, you know, he's got results, been there, done that. Gruden, by the way, I don't know how it's going to go with Mark Davis, Al's son, with that ridiculous bowl haircut. I'm sorry, that should make personal attacks, Carl. But this is 2 years in a row now. The Raiders were in a good position, and they completely folded. We obviously, two things. We did end the Raiders season when we beat them here, and we also helped propel the Buccaneers to their season success when they came back against us. But the Raiders, yeah, man, that is one big, giant, hot mess. And I still wonder deep down inside if, and again, you talked about how bad the defense was. You still think Gruden is sold on Carr?
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't.
And who knows? And by the way, Mayock, it's almost like those guys got too cute with some of their draft picks, too.
Well, you know what's crazy, too, Mike, about this Raiders situation? Gruden only has 8 years left on his deal.
I know.
You talk about being locked in. I mean, like, even if you wanted to go a different direction, you're like, he's going to be there. So he's got time to mold this thing how he wants to mold it. He's going to make his $100 million win, lose, or draw. So right. You might as well just stay the course, man. But, no, I don't think he's sold on Carr. I don't.
Cleveland Farrell, he drafted him way too high. He finished the season on IR. The one guy that they picked up who turned out to be a stud, that's, you know, took him off the scrap heap, is Darren Waller, who's an amazing story, obviously from Georgia Tech, who's one of the best tight ends in the league. But there's just, I don't know, man. We like talking to Mike Mayock about the draft, but boy, they've made some funky decisions at least his first 2 years as GM.
Everybody's talking about what Nick Saban is and what he isn't. Andrew Whitworth is an offensive tackle for the Rams. He played at LSU. Nick Saban won his first championship at LSU in 2003, and he was asked about Saban. Listen to this.
People consider him this hard, tough coach, but the reality is he's the biggest players coach on the planet. He does a great job of making sure that the coaches are always under stress, and really the people who are working around the players are always under constant stress to be better, but that the players are his best friends and that they look to him for everything they do and everything they do in life and in football.
So is that the secret, Mike? So for Saban?
Well, I think pressure and not being buddy-buddy. Guys, look, don't you always – we have this conversation once a month, right? As talk to our – I mean, I never made it to college football, but I mean, whether it was baseball, whatever sport you played, you love the coach who broke your balls. Yeah. The coach you love the most is the one who got the most out of you by not just letting you just kind of, you know, hey, man, you know, how you feeling today, buddy? No, it was a guy who got after your ass, you know what I mean? And Saban tells people that. We've got friends that went to Alabama, and their kids in Saban's office with the button he presses with the door shuts behind him, which is very impressive, right? So, I mean, he tells them all these things. Saban, Belichick, Urban Meyer, these guys all demand the best, and that's why do you think they're as good at what they do.
Yeah, and Whitworth's been around the league forever now. He's like an old spokesperson, right? But that's interesting perspective from a guy that was there, you know, before Saban won all these other championships, and telling people this is what this guy's really about. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz. Mike, does the Urban Meyer choice, Chargers or Jacksonville? Apparently both have contacted him. He's interviewed for Jacksonville. I don't know how far along he is with the Chargers organization. I think the Chargers job is better. But again, with Jacksonville, you're getting the number one pick. You can mold that thing from the ground up. If you're Urban Meyer, is one job better than the other?
Chargers look good, man. I mean, you're going to have to put things – and basically, you have to, you know, start with the ground floor. I mean, you're getting in on the ground floor, I should say, with the Jacksonville Jaguars, all the issues they've had. Star players get – like the Jets. Anytime they draft a star defensive player, he wants to be traded. So they're trying to change the culture there. Obviously, Urban Meyer, I think, could do the job, but I would go to L.A. I'd go to the Chargers. You got a quarterback who looks great. You got defensive studs who look great. They had some injuries they had to deal with. To me, the Chargers are ready-made for success.
Yeah, I do too. Urban, by the way – I just hope he doesn't quit. You know, I say that. Somebody is gonna hire him, and then, you know, 2 years from now, my heart's not in it. But
he's going to have himself a heartburn.
He apparently wants to get back into the NFL. Mike brought this up on Guy Talk. Here's the actual comment. Aaron Rodgers talking about hosting Jeopardy in the offseason.
One of my idols growing up was Alex Trebek, you know, and being able to be on Jeopardy years ago, even though my wardrobe outfit wasn't the greatest choice.
No, it doesn't matter. Everybody's dress is very bad on that show.
They're doing some guest hosting spots, and it's going to be released here pretty soon, but I have the opportunity to do one of those.
Let's go! Did you watch Ken last night? Did you watch Ken?
No, I didn't see Ken last night. I was watching some film and checked in on the college football championship as well for a little bit. But I'm excited about that opportunity with Jeopardy.
Kind of cool.
That's Ken Jennings there talking about the host that nobody seems to like. Because, again, you can't be the guy replacing Trebek.
Does he not have a – I guess that's a dumb question. I was going to say, does he not have a personality?
Hey, I don't know. I want to stuff him in a locker, you know, or as Archer would say, our buddy Dave Archer, I want to punch him in the head. Carlton Ken Jennings doesn't do it for me.
Okay. I'm just, you know, listen, as a guest and getting a chance to live like one of your lifelong dreams of, man, I wish I could host that show one day. And then to do it, it's kind of cool for Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You know?
And as we said, he's a quirky guy. He's a bright guy. We all know that. Hey, man, what do you make of the reports out of Miami? And we'll get Squidbilly and Chris, we'll get Armando Salguero on as we get, you know, closer to the draft, and we can talk more about personnel moves. But there's still reports now that are coming out of Miami, Carl, that some, not just people in the organization, players in the locker room have doubts about Tua Tagovailoa.
Uh-oh!
Three unnamed, a.k.a. gutless players said they hope that Tagovailoa will improve, but they said that he wasn't outstanding as a rookie. How about that? I'm not sure Brian Flores wants to hear that. I mean, look, Flores may have compounded the situation by going to Fitzpatrick, and then Fitz had COVID, and then Tua couldn't step it up in a game they had to win, which they got just their butts kicked by Buffalo. But what do you make of that? Because a lot of people, unless it's just misdirection that Miami's looking to deal, everybody's now starting to whisper, Miami might go get another quarterback. They're not going to get another quarterback. They're going to move on from Fitzpatrick because they don't want to have competition. But now you got guys, are you buying that somebody's actually saying that in the locker room?
So I'll tell you this, and I don't know if this applies there. When Jalen Hurts was at Alabama and he was starting, and I think, you know, they won, what, 23, 24 games, whatever it was, until Tua took over, and he was still the most liked guy. And then he leaves and goes to Oklahoma. And, right. you know, we know how that played out. And I just want to fast forward. Remember when he takes over this year in Philly? And what did we hear? Everybody liked him. Everybody responded to him. Now, Philly didn't win. Like, you know, he didn't go in and win six straight. But you saw him give them a spark, and there was a respect in the locker room that he commanded the team more than Wentz. I only say all that to say Tua's a different guy. He's a little bit quieter. It's not to say he doesn't, you know the plays. We're not talking about on the field. I'm talking about being a quarterback in a league of men and having the respect and the likability. I don't care if you don't like the quarterback, but you do have to respect him.
Right.
And, Mike, that is what Jalen Hurts has done. That's why everybody's like, yeah, this is my guy. And you talk to those Eagle players, and they're like, yeah, this dude, I like this dude. There's something to be said about that. And the way they thought about Wentz, I think that might be what we're hearing with Tua. It's not to say he's not a great player,
right.
but that part of it hasn't happened maybe in Miami, partly due to what you just said, because Fitzpatrick was there.
Right. And why maybe
– pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, I mean, there was a reason that Flores maybe sat him. Was it a leadership thing? Was it? I don't know. I just thought it was simply a rookie, feeling his way in the NFL. Not everybody can plug in. Like Justin Herbert sets the rookie passing record for touchdowns, passing Baker Mayfield. You know, some guys they got to grow into it. But
can I tell you something? I love that sound, by the way. That sound over the drafts.
It just
does something to me.
This year's draft, it cannot come quick enough. First off, we got to find out who our GM and our coaches are going to be. Real quick, speaking of GM, Broncos have hired George Patton as their new general manager, Carl.
What?
Patton? Is it Patton, Squidbilly? They found a guy. I don't know who – have you ever heard of George Patton? 14 years with the Vikings as assistant GM under Rick Spielman.
Okay.
I don't know if he's ever going to – I mean, he's a GM. Is he going to pull the troops in and say, no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor bastard die for his. And that's a Patton reference for you millennials. Go watch George C. Scott in an Oscar-winning performance.
Really good one, too, by the way. All right, that's our NFL blitz, man.
Sorry, that's a stretch. I had to get
no,
there.
No, it's funny. And that is – I don't know if that's a reach or not. Maybe that is a reach. I know they reach a deal. What I'm saying is that a reach as in that's the guy you wanted? Okay, we're coming back. Hawks postponed tonight. We'll get into that because this game will be made up. They are on the road. We'll talk about what happened. And is the NBA going to be able to solve this? It's coming up. All right. Some NBA guys are saying, oh, this is an infringement on my rights.
Talk about my rights.
Right. We're talking about what the NBA policy is and what they're trying to do tonight.
No strange from the hotel bar.
You just heard our man, Trae Young, talking about, following protocols. Hawks game has been postponed tonight with the Suns. Their road trip will continue, by the way. They'll play on Friday at the Jazz. But I want to talk about this for a second, Mike, because this is the big question. Are these new rules, okay, closed off hotel rooms to non-team guests on the road, movement of players and staff limited on the road, both now prohibited from leaving the hotel for non-team activities. Previously, players were allowed two guests, friends or family, in their rooms. And then, there's this isolation game that they're trying to play. Guys, they're not in a bubble. So, Mike, again, you're going to trust all these guys to do the right thing, and you're already seeing how this is playing out. I don't think this is going to work, but I understand why the NBA is doing it, because they're saying, listen, we can put these protocols in place. If you don't follow them, we're going to fine your blank.
Right.
And this way, at least there's some accountability. But let's be honest. This isn't going to stop what's going on, and games will continue to be postponed.
36 nights on the road. You can't spend it alone, Carl. You got to be in the mix, baby.
Everybody gets lonely, Mike.
I was just joking around with Carl earlier. It's like, hey, Nick, what a great night to be in Phoenix. Maybe I'll go hit the scene in Scottsdale. So many cougars up there, isn't there? Nick, talk about your time on the road. I know before you got married, of course, it had to be some strange, sexy stuff back in the 80s.
Okay, hold on, Bob.
Of course, pre-AIDS, everybody got it in. Is that correct? And that shot by Trae is no good. No, I mean, it's one of the things we, at 36 nights on the road with a 72-game season, and the Hawks, and as we said, the Suns are not going to happen tonight because the Suns have got the COVID cooties, so... Yeah, the bubble worked. The bubble was an imposition, and we joked around. I know people that aren't NBA fans are like, yeah, pay me.
Everybody gets lonely.
So pay me $1 billion, you know, and I'll go sit in that hotel room for an entire summer. No, I'm with you, man. So lonely. I just think that the you know, the NBA has got to depend on their athletes to do the right thing, and that's difficult because, guys, like, I'm not getting holier than now. If I'm in my 20s with coin on the road, good night, Irene, baby. I'm getting it in too.
Yeah.
So it's just – but now, like, look at the Kyrie situation. You got one of the star players in the league. He's, like, incommunicado, apparently. 4 games now he's missed. And, again, something as innocent as a birthday party with your sister. I don't know how many people were there, but when you're interacting with people you don't know the backstory on – you've got to wear the mask. That's just the reality of it, guys. So, Carl, are we going to be dead in the water here? We'll talk to Steve Koonin about it on Friday, but where do you think this goes? You're asking the players to do the right thing. What are you going to do, put them in lockdown? We're going to have bed checks like it's camp in the NFL?
I just think
– they might do that.
Well, even if you do, again, you're going to have this outcry of, we're full-grown men. I don't need to be monitored this way. When guys agreed to go to the bubble, it was a contract. They basically said, I'm going to the bubble, and I understand the circumstances, and I'm willing to do what it takes. And if not, I'm going to get kicked out of the bubble. That's the only way you're going to do this. If you want to go back to the bubble, God forbid.
Okay? Don't make me turn this car around. We'll go back in the bubble, mister.
If you want to go back to the bubble, then that's the only way this is going to work. Because then guys are committed to doing what's right. You can monitor their almost their every movement. And if somebody
cheats,
as we saw in the bubble, they're gone. So unless you're going to do that, you know, what are you going to have now? 3 additional, you know, trainers traveling with the team?
Coach, I saw such and such in the hallway last night. I
mean, snitches get snitches.
Is that what you're doing? So I just think that the NBA, the idea that they're trying to present is the right idea. The punishment, I get it. You know, if you're found out, it's going to cost you a lot of money. But this is not going to work. This is not going to work.
I just it's a tough spot. I just think, as you said, these guys, first off, were adults. You know, give me a break here. But just like with the Marlins, you know, the same thing, Carl. The Marlins had to learn how this works. Other teams, that was it, the Brewers had situations. Other teams just realized that, you know, the old days of playing grab ass, and not that they all were, but the grab ass on the road is not going to stand right now. It can't be done. I don't know. I mean, look, the vaccine situation, we're seeing stories here in Atlanta where, you know, people can't get the vaccine that wanted. Obviously, the first responders, people that are at risk, that are in the health business, are getting it first. But then, you know, eventually, are we going to get back to some semblance of normalcy? I mean, in the meantime, you know, you're going to have to play by these rules, and these guys are not going to be happy with it. I mean, the NBA Players Association carries a lot of weight. I mean, it's not like the NFL, you know, or, you know, these guys, if they don't want to do this, they might say no. But right now, they're on board.
Well,
they're on board right now.
Yeah, but I also, I think, you know, Tim just hit us up. He's like prima donnas. I also think that it affects their games. You know, it affects your league. And this is where you get caught up. Do you even care about that? Like, if the league, you know, if you're going to miss 10 or 15 games, does that not matter to you and how that affects the league, your paycheck, your future earnings? I mean, that's really what you're talking about here. Right. And to your point, Mike, if you told me,
Dukes,
I'll pay you $10 million, but for the next 5 months, here's what you got to do. You can't leave your room. Can't have guests in your room. Right, you're going to get food per diem, the whole nine like you normally do. Then I want you to go ball out every other night, and I'm going to pay you $10 million. I'm in. Okay? That's me. I'm in, all right? You know, but
I'll put me in a hotel room. I'll get on Spectre Vision, Carl. There's other ways to relieve some of that
absolutely,
energy.
Absolutely, but the problem is you got guys that are in this league that are 70, well, check that now, probably 90 days removed from being in the bubble, which drove them nuts.
Right.
So, you know, that's easy
guys,
for me to say.
It's the unreality of their reality. It's just like the same conversation we get into when guys start talking college kids. Look, guys, if you had a jump shot, if you could dunk a basketball, you might be able to. The rules don't apply. It's a different set of rules. But this is the NBA has decided, at least tried to decide to start this season, where you're not going to be locking these guys down. And now the real world, real life situations are now infringing. So what are we going to do? I really, you're going to put these guys bus, hotel, like a monk, with bed checks, and you're going to do that. Now, again, a guy in his car right now trying to make a mortgage, he'll say, well, to your point, blank, yeah, I can do that. It's just, it's a different world, guys. I know it's, is it right? Is it wrong? I know, put yourself in the shoes if you're a 22-year-old with millions of dollars in your pocket on the road. You want to get in the game.
What do you mean game? What are you talking about? You want to get the kid? What are you talking about? What do you mean you want to get in the game?
Nick, tell us, what was it like back in the day? What used to happen on the road trips in the association? I mean, it's just... I
do think they're going to go incrementally. I think the next step would then be, lockdown. They're going to put them on lockdown on the road.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. And by the way, in my days of doing college football and basketball, it's what they do. College football is the same way.
Right.
College basketball is the same way. You know, behind the scenes, you see them running out on the field and they're playing a game on Saturday. Friday night, when they flew in, lockdown. You guys are not going out. That's why you don't see guys, four Alabama players busted. It doesn't happen because you've got coaches monitoring, bed checks, guys better be in their rooms. That's where the NBA can. And by the way, you don't have as many people to monitor. So it can be done. I just don't know if the players will like it. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Find us on the gram at Dukes and Bell 929. That's Instagram, man. And on Twitch, where we are live right now. You can see our big faces as you guys are interacting with us. So much going on today. We are following these stories, literally. James Harden is on the verge of being traded. Kyrie, as Mike just mentioned, in the NBA, after we find out the Hawks will not play tonight. We don't know what that situation is, and he may be on the move or at least maybe even suspended by the Nets. Obviously, we're watching the Falcons situation with their head coach and general manager. And, Mike, it just came down that Robert Saleh, who is the DC with the 49ers, is going to now interview tonight in Florida with the Eagles. So we said this. When that job opened up, it opened up more competition for us if you liked one of the guys that you already had interviewed.
Right, and we knew that Saleh brings a Shanahan-type coordinator. Some guys are saying, look, only Shanahan can make it work. Well, Matt LaFleur is taking Aaron Rodgers to an MVP season. I mean, again, this goes back to it, Carl. It's that great gray area that I don't think fans and sometimes we in the media don't understand just what is going on that the coaches – is getting more out of this guy than another coach couldn't. How does Aaron Rodgers, remember all the stories last year, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur will hate each other, and they went to the NFC Championship. Jim Rome was off like, oh, this is going to be great. You've got a pipsqueak telling one of the greatest of all time how to play quarterback. They're going to run the ball. That is not going to work. Yeah, it worked pretty good. And this year, they're the odds on to get to the Super Bowl and play the Chiefs. So, but it goes back just Arthur Smith, the OC with the Titans, as we said earlier. When you've got Derrick Henry, you can base your offense around that. You know what I mean? You got a stud wide receiver, but you could argue, did he help Tannehill or is it Derrick Henry? And the fact that the guy got to respect the run game so much, Tannehill's doing things he could never do in Miami.
Yeah. I mean, I do think you had that huge balance there. And Saleh, by the way, also interviewed, second interview with the Jets.
Right. And I like it, but here's the other thing. Now then, Falcon fans, and I think we see this on the text line, Carl, everybody is looking at what's happened here in the last 5 or 6 years. Saleh sounds, he's a defensive coordinator. Offense is what's the problem. So defensive coordinators don't even get a look. Everybody just assumes we're going to have an OC or an offensive-minded guy get this job.
I believe that. We'll see. It doesn't mean that a DC can't. I just got to know who he's bringing in to try to turn this offense around. One thing I did want to mention, just as we're talking about this, we got some guy talk on the way, guys. We're going to talk to our man Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Lots of dogs have made the decision to come back. We know who the AD now is moving forward. So we'll talk about all that stuff with Connor coming up here in about 30 minutes. You know how we always talk about, and this is just a side thing that we didn't get the chance to visit yesterday, but you know how we always talk about, Mike, why we don't throw the ball to Julio in these games? And like even during the season, there was a game where Julio was out and Matt wasn't getting the ball to Calvin Ridley, and I'm fussing and D-Led hits me up and he's like, he's being double teamed.
Right.
Alabama did you see how they threw the ball to Devontae Smith the other night?
Right.
This kid had 12 catches in the first half. Now you're going to tell me, Deuce, that's college in the NFL. That's not the point. When you scheme to get guys open and you find ways to get them the ball, what I saw the other night just made me even more mad, Mike, when I think about Julio and how often we don't get him the ball.
Yeah, and how static we are. I mean,
yes.
You saw Ohio State DBs chasing guys or not chasing guys down the line of scrimmage in motion. I'll be so glad that just Dirk Cutter is not here next year. But, yeah, bro, that's going to be the interview that Arthur is going to be asking the questions. How do I get Matt and Julio to connect and get more out of my highest paid players on this team?
What's coming up in Guy Talk?
Got a couple of things for you. Wife narcs out her husband, by the way, as one of the Capitol Hill protesters. That
no
has to
flight,
be a
no flight, no well, flight list.
Check that. Ex-wife. Also, guys, coming up, we've got more information coming out about this. Isn't it going to be the new Atlanta United jersey? We spoke about that yesterday. It's on the way, guys. Guy Talk from Dukes and Bell. Next. Yes. Hey, man. It is Dukes and Bell, and I hope you guys are having a decent day on a hump day. We have a lot of conversation today about the NBA. Guys are getting a kick out of our conversation about getting it in on the road.
Got to get it in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's I'm going back. I'm trying to remember because Bo Morgan, our producer, used to work with me at another radio station. We used to have a soundbite of, remember when the Cowboys had, was it Dave Campo, Carl, was the head coach?
Yeah,
was
a like special, a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a special teams coach, and it was one of the seasons, and I think Cowboys have been on Hard Knocks more than one. But he was on Hard Knocks, and he was, like, admonishing the players during camp, like, stay out of the hotel bars. Nothing good happens in a hotel bar. Chris, I'll buy you lunch, Chris, if you can find Dave Campo, our producer, Chris Engineer. See if you can find Campo hotel bars soundbite before the segment is over. But anyway, that was gets us back to the conversation about the NBA, and guys are going, yeah, man, it's like, these dudes can't stay disciplined. Dude, you go out on the road in your early 20s and lock it down like a monk, okay? Not everybody is made of the same stuff, you know?
It's true. And I just think, you know, not everybody does it. We said that. We're not going to paint the broad brush. But, again, most young guys are looking to get into something. And, you know, this takes us back to a few years ago, for those of you who were here with Thabo Sefolosha.
Right.
And they go to New York, you know, the Hawks flying to New York to play the Knicks
right.
the next day. And the flight gets in at, like, you know, 1 a.m. And, you know, him and Kyle Korver and a couple other cats are like, yeah, let's go kick it. And they go out, and Thabo ends up getting his leg broke by the cops. And I'm not saying that to, you know, again, we've had enough of those conversations. It's just what happened. And, Mike, the point is they were looking to do something. You know, that's the normal NBA. And for folks who, again, just think that these guys fly from, you know, arena to arena and all they do is play games, they do get out and they do enjoy these cities.
Right. Who was the big galoot that was with Thabo that night at the club? That's the club that's down.
Perro.
Yeah, Perro had teach.
Yeah.
Dude, look like a bad guy in a James Bond movie. Looked like one of the dudes that should have been a bad guy in that.
Nobody swung a club at his leg.
Well, he also sat down and followed instructions. But either way, yeah, I mean, why can guys do this stuff? Because they can. It's this like a super hot club in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and they got the resources to get down there and walk in as NBA guys. Voila. Hello. You know, who are those two tall guys? NBA players. Boom. You know what I mean? It's not that. You know, you got to put yourself in their shoes, man. Hey, man, today, I want to get to this yesterday, and again, the guy talk, we like to have fun, but here's something I just wanted to call attention to. We didn't get to it during yesterday's program, but got a couple of guys who have kids who know this coach who lost his life. Tim Lester, Carl, remember the fullback for the Rams and the Steelers?
Yeah.
He had been coaching here in Metro Atlanta at Fellowship Christian School, and by now, you may have seen some articles. I think the AJC had it. I know the Channel 2 had a write-up on it, but anyway, he was a big-time fullback with the Steelers, and then he went on to coaching and apparently just doing so many things in the community. He started an organization, a nonprofit called the Pigskin Academy, mentoring, tutoring, training kids who were at risk. So I mean, he went into the ministry. He did stuff helping kids get fed you name it. This guy was involved. Everything from Toys for Tots, for feeding folks at the holidays. Loses a battle very quickly with COVID. He was only 52. So I just wanted to mention that because I know a lot of our listeners up in that neck of the woods know how special this guy was. So thoughts and prayers for the family and for everybody up there at the Fellowship Christian School, because Tim really seemed like he was a special guy.
Glad you mentioned that. Yes. And to all his friends and family, man, our prayers go up.
Hey, man, speaking of COVID, Mercedes-Benz is going to be used as a mass vaccination center. You see this story?
No, but I think they're trying to do this right around the country with different arenas and stadiums.
Right. Yeah, according to the folks at Mercedes-Benz, we're very proud to partner with the Fulton County Board of Health to offer the vaccine distribution. Steve Cannon, who we've had on the show a few times, the CEO of AMB Sports Entertainment, this is time for our communities to unite together and do what's right for our citizens. So the Benz will offer the opportunity to socially distance while servicing large numbers of people at once. Now, again, there's been stories out there about how it's been difficult for some folks to get it, but this is obviously easier when you have it at a centralized location. Older citizens will get it first. I saw a story, I think it was on Channel 11, where they had something going down at Atlanta Motor Speedway, Carl, where they were vaccinating folks, and I think people got turned away because you have to make an appointment.
Right.
So, I mean, so just follow. I know we're not good at following instructions these days, but make sure you follow. Because I saw somebody was like, I'm down here. And they said, here, I got, please turn me away. Well, did you go online? Did you register? Either way, there's a lot of spots that are hopefully getting the vaccination out there. But it is going to be, yes, AMS is listed as a vaccination site, but you do have to book and make the appointment. Otherwise, they will turn you away. Okay. Hey, man, we had the story the other day about more and more of these folks who have been identified in that ridiculous, just tragic situation up at Capitol Hill last week. One One other person, a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel from North Texas named Larry Brock, has been arrested after being reported by multiple people to the FBI for his participation in the attack on Capitol Hill. One of the informants, his ex-wife.
Oh, she went there, huh?
I just knew that when I saw this happening, I was afraid he'd be there, according to court documents. Now, I don't know. I don't know if she sounds like this. I don't know if she sounds like this, but for the purpose of this segment, we'll take some dramatic license. The photo of the guy, because he's ex-military, he's got all the tactical gear on. He looks like the human cannonball. He's on the floor of the Senate, so he's one that had a bunch of zip ties. So it wasn't too hard to miss. Anyway, I just knew it was him. I think you know he was there. She sent a voicemail to the FBI.
Wait, he was the guy with the zip ties?
He's one of the guys. There was a couple guys. He's one of the guys with zip ties.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was such a good picture of him. I recognize his patch. He was seen wearing combat gear, bandana, body armor, tactical vest, all this stuff. He was one of the guys that broke into Pelosi's office, apparently. Reports are he was also named by a number of folks who also recognized him from their time with him in the military. So they got this guy. So slowly but surely, they're basically winding down all the guys. One guy here in Atlanta killed himself. Did you see that?
I did not, Mike.
There's a guy in Alpharetta, allegedly, that was one of the rioters who apparently took his own life. I just read that in the AJC.
Yeah, listen, no fly list. Everybody thought they were going back to the crib. It wasn't happening.
Right.
And the videos, if you've not seen what I'm talking about, they are insane. Because people are literally on planes thinking they're heading back home after all that mess. And people are getting pulled off of planes by U.S. Marshals. Cops, you know, all the
FAA people, I guess.
Correct. Yeah, right. Yeah, all the folks that are involved. And it's just like you see these videos and people are like, this person was involved and now they're getting pulled off. It's been crazy. But I think a lot of people just thought, you know, there's so much footage. And then to hear, I think it was the DOJ yesterday or maybe the FBI, one or the other, say that they pinged all these phones, Mike. Like, you don't even think about that. And I know that some people will say, well, what about our privacy? Well, it's always about privacy until people start getting hurt. So I just think that, you know, everybody thought that they were gonna not have to pay for what happened, and more people are getting arrested than I thought that would. I really are.
And again, guys, we're staying in our lane. We're just telling you what here's the news. Here it is out there. If you
Absolutely.
Don't like it, we're just telling you what happened. And again, one of the stories I read, people on their way back to Texas, and these guys were just getting drunk and belligerent. Doesn't matter if you were doing what they did in the Capitol or coming back from a freaking bachelor party. If you are drunk and belligerent on an airplane,
yeah.
You know, we've seen it, guys. You know, whether it's two women fighting on the jetway going into a flight at LaGuardia, you know, or a bunch of, no matter what the circumstances were, in the case of one of the flights back to Texas, there was an air marshal on the plane.
So everybody got arrested, all the folks that were acting.
Well, he made the communique when they got off the plane. Pop, 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 everybody. Now you get to wear a zip tie. You know, you sit in the back of the car. Hey, I talked to a couple of my sources. By say sources, I mean I talked to Felipe Cardenas. The new 21 home kit. Is this our new home kit for Atlanta United or not? I saw some stuff on Dirty South Soccer. They have an article that says clear and obvious, five things the potentially new Atlanta United kit gets right. We talked about it. I still love our original jersey. We mentioned this yesterday. But the new kit, if this is accurate, because there's always a leak. Remember a few years ago we had the – remember, was it last spring? The Falcons jerseys got leaked.
Falcons, that's right, yes.
So if you notice, guys, it does look pretty cool. I still think – I don't know why. And I know why. They want you to buy stuff and get new stuff. But the original 17 jersey, couldn't we have gone back to that?
Yeah.
Why do we have to make this so complicated?
Well, I know
you want to say you want to freshen up your closet, buy the new stuff. I mean, that's marketing 101. But still, man, it's black jersey. It's got the five sort of like thin red stripes. And it, don't get me wrong, I'd buy this thing anyway. It really cuts glass, but I still prefer the original jersey, as we spoke about yesterday.
So we're gonna have how many? Is it two alternate jerseys, Mike? How many do we have?
I don't know if this is going to replace the original one, then that this is going to be. One guy says it's got all sorts of things that apply to five stripes to Atlanta, and they're kind of being the article in Dirty South is kind of tongue in cheek, but. Why do we have to reinvent the wheel all the time? And I don't know, by the way, now the season was an absolute dud. Now that we got to see the players out there wearing them, what did you think of the Falcons uniform, speaking of new look?
Oh, I loved them. The problem was we
kept losing.
Yeah, we were so distracted with the way we were losing games. I love the new kicks, man. I think the unis are tight. We got sent those jerseys before the season started. And I didn't even wear. Obviously, I didn't go to a game because of the selection process. But I didn't even wear that jersey this year. I love the new look. Problem was the losing just wasn't top of mind.
And that's the thing. If we were winning, nobody would have been bellyaching about it. Some of the uniforms later in the season did come together. Hey, man, there's your haberdashery report as part of Guy Talk. We got more shenanigans coming up at 5:40.
Connor Riley's on the way. Dog Nation. Dogs get more guys saying, I'm coming back for unfinished business.
Business.
All right, it's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.